For a month, we've called the AI build-out a loop and kept saying the weak point was the financing you can't see. It's Tuesday, July 21st, and this week, someone counted it. Nikki tallied the hidden, off-balance sheet debts of five U.S. tech giants at about $1.5 trillion, $1.65 trillion, raised through the structures that keep obligations off the headline books. Special purpose vehicles, leases, joint ventures, supplier commitments that work like debt without being called it. The number itself is the news. It landed with corroboration. Data Center Dynamics declared the neocloud market the most leveraged link in the chain in, quote, colossal consolidation. The whole market is contracting now. The aggressive borrowers who bought depreciating chips with debt are folding into stronger hands or out of the business. And Oracle put a price on a single promise, more than $100 million a year, just to guarantee the power behind one Wisconsin campus it's building with Vantage and OpenAI. $100 million a year to underwrite the pledge that it'll have electricity, the cost of the guarantee alone before a shovel goes in the ground. 6 days after the credit desks cut Oracle to the floor of investment grade. Above all that, the models stayed cheap and the fight over them went global. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent threatened sanctions on Chinese models over intellectual property theft. And China, almost in the same breath, is weighing export controls that would bar its own chip designers from using TSMC. Both superpowers reached for export controls on AI at once. The models are a commons now. The tool chains and the money behind them are what each government has left to control, and both just move to control them harder. To the tape. We hold the Oracle watch and step conviction up to medium. That $100 million a year power bill is the exposure the downgrade was about, now itemized. We hold the CoreWeave watch, the cleanest proxy for the Neo cloud on the day that market was declared in consolidation, and the Micron long, the one position of financing stress day, arguably strengthens. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call, the $1.65 trillion, doesn't stay hidden. By the end of the first quarter of 2027, at least one of the five named giants is forced by regulators, auditors, or its own disclosures to reclassify or itemize a material chunk of the AI debt now sitting off its books. What proves us wrong is March arriving with the number still sitting quietly in the footnotes. Watch the balance sheet, not the model. The intelligence is nearly free. The debt beneath it is anything but.